This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Welcome to our Milky Monday, where the CME block cheese price is at the highest level in almost 5 years. FC Stone dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski talks about it with Lee Milky. Lee?
Dave, last week we saw the block cheese price top $2 per pound for the first time since November 2014, almost 5 years. Exports were not behind that. We have the highest priced cheese in the world. Is domestic demand that good?
Well, that's part of it, Lee. I guess I would start back and say nothing makes sense in this market unless you look at it through a prism of milk production. And milk production is tight. We've talked about this ad nauseum, you and I, a number of times on this broadcast. Obviously, the past few years ultimately crimped the margins for dairy farmers, and that's tightened milk supply this year, both on an overall volume basis and on a component basis, certainly on the protein side of things. So you've got tighter milk supplies as we came into this, the beginning part of this year, and you also had Class 4 over Class 3. And that pulled some milk production away from cheese earlier in the year, and obviously that's tightened up our cheddar production. So now you've got tighter supplies of milk and tighter supplies of cheddar cheese. Now we've seen a few more barrels being made here recently, but ultimately we've tightened up the market both on the physical milk side and on the finished product side, and we've had really good domestic demand.
Let's take a quick look on the export picture. China made some concessions last week, backing off a little bit on some of their tariffs and taking some of the tariffs, I believe, off of whey.
That's correct. On September 17th, they're going to remove the tariff on whey. And I think this is a step in the right direction, at the very least. I think it's bigger news. They've been buying more lactose over the past couple of months from the U.S., and now they're going to remove the tariff on the whey. This is one of those stories that kind of gets hidden under the rug sometimes, but I think what it speaks to, Lee, is that they're going to try, come hell or high water, to try to rebuild their hog herd at some point. It's going to start slowly. It's going to be fits and starts, but I think this is where we're going, and the U.S. is well-positioned to help them.
FC Stone dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski in Chicago.
Collect tools for dairy's progress in Madison, Wisconsin, October 1st through 5th at World Dairy Expo. Continuing a 53-year tradition, the global dairy industry will once again meet at the Alliant Energy Center, where the finest dairy cattle and dairy trade show in North America are on display. Virtual farm tours, expo seminars, youth contests, and social activities throughout the week make Expo an ideal location for learning and networking. Visit worlddairyexpo.com to start planning your trip today. We'll see you October 1st through the 5th.
Joining us now, Paul Burdell, a robotic milking system expert with Gia Farm Technologies. And today we focus on the larger dairy herd, where he says producers have more options today than ever before.
Yeah, there is. 5 years ago, you know, box milking was really the only game in town. It works very well, and it works on large farms. But, you know, today within Gia, we have the ability to not only look at box milking, but the rotary, automatic milking on the rotary. And we shouldn't forget about our old conventional milking systems. Rotary parlors, standard rotary parlors can be fitted with a lot of automation that can do just as well as a box robot system.
So there are some misconceptions out there, regardless of what option you take, when it comes to robotic milking.
When it comes to the large herds, I think a lot of people's misconceptions were that it wasn't really made for my farm, or automation was never gonna work on a large farm. At the end of the day, we have to look at the early adapting farms that have taken on this technology, the larger ones. You know, people have looked at that and they've said, man, this really does work. That's what's really kind of taken the large farm automation to a new level, is these really early adapters taking the chance, and everyone recognized this is going to work.
Are we lagging a little bit when it comes to world robotic milking?
I don't think we lag. The European market by far has a lot more automation. They always have. And a lot of the automation in the U.S. comes from Europe, right? And in Canada as well, I mean, they've been ahead of us on automation for years. But in general, the American dairy farmer always thinks big. They're looking at the dollars and the cents, and, you know, conventional milking made a lot more sense for a number of years, but that swing is starting to change every year. Something different happens with labor, you know, there's different cost structures, you know, within the marketplace, and that's just making automation and automation more and more viable every single year.
That's robotic milking expert Paul Burdell from Gia Farm Technologies. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker. Dairy Radio Now.